Hey guys, welcome back to another With Bible. This is Pastor Kevin, and today we'll be going over Daniel chapter 6. Now, I'm not going to read the entire chapter for you guys, but I think it's a story that many of you are already familiar with. This was during King Darius's reign when Israel was in exile, Daniel was made one of the administrators over the nation, and because he was so good at his job, the other administrators get jealous and try to frame him. And so what they do is they convince the king to issue a law to say that only that they can only pray to the king. And so they go and spy on Daniel, and they realize that he is still praying to God. And then they tattle on him. They basically tell on him to the king. And the king says that he, you know, because he made the rule that he needs to now kill him by throwing him in a lion's den. But something that's really interesting in verse 14 is when the king heard this, he was greatly distressed. He was determined to rescue Daniel and made every effort until sundown to save him. Basically, he actually tried very hard to save him. And that's our first question today. You know, the king was that loving and kind toward Daniel. So if that's how Daniel was in living in Persia as an exile, he's basically a slave, right? What does that tell you about how Christians are supposed to be today? And I wonder if people look at Christians the same way in America, if they also have the same kind of love for Christians, because it doesn't seem like they do. I think many of them end up fighting back or using their power to try and oppress others. So I think that's something we should think about. And then they come and they throw him in the lion's den, and then the king ends up waking up at the first light of dawn and hurrying to the lion's den in order to see if Daniel had survived. And he says, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" And Daniel answered, "May the king live forever. My God sent his angel and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight, nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty." And basically the king ends up rescuing Daniel, and then he even promotes him and puts the people who falsely accused him to death as well. Something I want to point out here is, does Daniel fight or argue with the king when he is falsely accused, right? Many of us, even if it's just a sibling, right, your brother or your sister who falsely accuses you, you get so angry, so enraged, right? But Daniel does not. In fact, he even just accepts the punishment. And I think that's something important for us today to think about as well, because there are a lot of Christians right now who refuse to wear masks, who refuse to get the vaccine because they believe that they are standing up for what is right. But I don't know about that. I feel like if they are really standing up for what is right and they really do believe that that is right, then they should also go to jail. They should also get thrown out of premises. They should also get arrested and accept those consequences for what they believe is right, because that is what Daniel did. He also accepted the consequences because he knew and believed that what he was doing was right. So yeah, these are really important questions, I think, from the book of Daniel, from this chapter. I think it's a really cool story that we've all heard before, but when we really change it to think about Daniel in light of what we see as Christians living today in America, we recognize that there's a lot of differences in the way that Christians today respond. I hope that all of us will stay humble in the same way as Daniel. And let's end in prayer together. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for another amazing lesson from the book of Daniel. I pray, God, that as we continue to walk as Christians in this country, even though we may not be in exile in the same way that Daniel was during this time, I pray, God, that we can learn from his humility, that we can learn from the way that he responds when he is falsely accused, continue to follow you in a way that does not violate your beliefs and values, God. So help us to trust in you. Help us to be humble enough to accept that we are wrong when we are wrong. And God, continue to be with us and help us to mature and grow as believers. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you guys for joining me today. Hope you guys have a good rest of the day and the rest of the next week. Thank you guys. Bye-bye.